This podcast contains adult themes and language. Magic is not for the faint of heart, and listener discretion is advised. At this point, we're pretty deep into our investigation, so if this is your first time listening, let's get back to episode one.
Black the night, dark the soul, tell me now, make me whole. Rest the color of blood and death, take the bones and give them breath. Black the night, dark the soul, tell me now, make me whole. Rest the color of blood and death, take the bones and give them breath. Black the night, dark the soul, tell me now and make me whole. Rest the color of blood and death, take the bones and give them breath.
As we told you last week, this episode is all about the road trip. Before we jump into that adventure, and it was definitely that, I want to tell you guys something I've been hesitant to bring up before. Something about me. Over the past few weeks, my luck has seemed worse, definitely, but that could just be because I'm looking for it. It could just be my proximity to Bailey. I've been having trouble sleeping, and when I do sleep, I've started having nightmares for the first time since I was a kid. There's this one where I think I've woken up to this terrible scratching noise at my bedroom window, even though I live away from trees on the second floor. And it feels so real. Maybe it's just because I'm spending all my time thinking about curses, but it doesn't really matter to me. It's still scary. And I'm just so tired. And this next thing, I don't know, I might be making it up. But I feel like things between Bailey and I are weird. We never hang out anymore, and when we do, it's just to work on the podcast. Lately, I'm always worried that he's mad at me for something, or like there's something he's not telling me. I keep thinking about way back in episode 2, when Bailey said his friendship seemed to suddenly end for no reason, and we joked that we had an expiration date. It doesn't seem so funny anymore.
But then, for a couple of days on the road trip, things were pretty great. Day 1, 7:30 a.m.
We're going to get right on the road at 7 in the morning.
Hey, it's a wacky waving inflatable flailing arm flailing tube man.
Oh, he's waving us on our way. He's wishing us well.
Goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, guys.
Wacky goodbye.
Waving inflatable flailing arm flailing tube man.
20 hours and 47 minutes. 1,386 miles to go. We're gonna go the 170 to the 134 to the I-15 to I-40, and that's most of it. Nope, never mind. Okay, so we're gonna go through Arizona, then New Mexico, then Texas, Oklahoma, and then Kansas.
Oh, okay, great.
Day 1, 9 a.m. Coffee and snacks acquired. We passed the time with some Bailey stories, in this case, his pattern of terrible things happening at concerts. Seeing Steppenwolf?
And it turns out the girl dancing on the Mullet Man was his fiance, so he starts coming after the Mullet Man, and the Mullet Man starts saying, "Oh, these guys can tell you I'm cool, man, I'm cool, everything's great." And so he pulls out a knife.
Seeing Kanye.
Long story short, I got puked on.
Ew.
Seeing Gwar after a breakup.
Sarah Palin was disemboweled on my face. Mm-hmm. A zombie threw up on me at one point.
Yes.
There were dog zombies that were being disemboweled and ripped apart. Lady Gaga at one point, I think, got shredded to bits and eaten. The guitarist had this massive dick made of hide, and at one point he like jerked it off for a few seconds, and then it sprayed me with green shit for like 5 minutes, and I'm not bullshitting you, I actually had trouble breathing for a second because it was spraying me so hard. Like, that's disgusting, but it fucking happened.
And then the worst of all,
one time I went to see Weird Al at the Cotillion, which was also where I saw 311.
Sure.
And I got pulled up on stage.
Weird Al.
At Weird Al.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they did like a funny impromptu polka about me.
I would hate that.
Even worse is that Wichita crowds suck. And the Weird Al crowd in particular was very quiet. So it was this sort of like a night of, that's supposed to be like this comedy experience, this whole Weird Al experience. It was like, why are you all here? And it turns out I'm sure the Cotillion had paired with like fucking Boeing and given all their employees like free tickets to see Weird Al or some shit. So it's just all these like middle-aged people who don't care.
That's like a surrealist nightmare. You go to a quiet Weird Al concert where you get pulled on stage to be mocked in a polka.
Yeah.
Day one, 2:30 p.m. The curse threatens us for the first time.
How many hours have we been driving at this point?
What time is it? We've been driving for 7 hours. We've only really stopped.
Not even halfway.
Well, we only really stopped once, though. So that's true. Good.
For some coffee. The signs that we are passing now.
Dock.
Looks like we got, like, a solid mile until we are
out of place with actual things.
There's a cop behind us.
Are we in Arizona?
We are.
Oh, is there a cop behind us, really?
Yeah, but he's not. He doesn't have lights on.
Yeah. Are you breaking the law?
Nope. I don't do that.
Are you speeding?
Nope.
He's following us kind of close.
Yeah, that's weird. This happens to me, though, sometimes.
Toss the weed, man.
Throw all the crack. It'll be fine. All right, I'm going to take this exit, and if he takes it, too,
I'm then we should be worried.
Oh, he's following us.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Okay.
We're doing a full, full thing.
Are your lights out? Are your tags expired? Really?
My lights are on. Is that bad? Should they not be on?
No, I said, are your lights out?
Oh, no. I thought you said, are they on? No, they are on. They're not out. Yeah, no. My lights should be good. Yeah, they're good. I mean, we can double check, but my tag should be good.
It's a cute little town.
This is nice. It doesn't look like restaurants, though. It's like...
No, it really doesn't.
Mon Pot antique stores.
Yeah.
That's about all we got. So I'm going about 25 and a 25. Going 24 and a 25.
Cop is still directly
behind us. Cop is still chilling behind us. Just having a good time. Can you see if
he knows we're not from
around
these parts?
Arizona cop? I mean, I assume he is, but pretty close to the border, right? We're about to be out of this state once and for all.
Really?
Maybe not. Where are we? I don't know.
Maybe, well.
You're the map girl.
I haven't looked at it.
You're the
while.
GPS. Alright, we're gonna hop back up on the highway. There's nothing here.
Day one, 7:45 p.m. Something is wrong with the car.
Yeah, but look. I'm gas full down. Nothing's happening right now.
It's a gross
what
noise.
The fuck? Oh, okay, I'm gonna pull over.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh, there's smoke. There's smoke coming out of my fucking car.
Oh, shit.
Okay, pulling over. We're gonna check this out.
Dude, do you have AAA? Seriously?
Fuck. Hold on one sec here. You can keep recording, but I'm gonna get out.
Bailey opens the hood of the car as I sit nervously inside. He was probably only outside for a minute or two, but it felt like forever.
Bailey's coming back around. Shit. What's wrong?
Motherfucking cocksucker.
Is it okay?
Yeah, it's fine. We're gonna just start the car. See what happens.
Do you know what it is?
What happened in here while I was gone?
Explode?
I don't know. Weird noises. Okay. Sounds good to me.
Alright.
We're gonna try and drive.
Let's see if we don't explode.
I didn't do anything. I just checked everything and like...
I couldn't tell if it was like real smoke or if it was like... misty smoke.
Well, it was very hot. I think we've just kind of overheated the Prius.
Poor baby.
Which I didn't think was a thing. I didn't think you could do that.
No, I've never done that.
Okay.
Mine is older than yours, and that's never happened.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm not a bad driver, I promise, but my cars tend to shit out very, very quickly.
That was pretty weird.
Yeah, okay. It was stressful, the truth. I didn't let on so much right at first, but my heart was beating pretty hard because I don't like seeing smoke or steam. I don't care what it is coming out of an electric car.
Yeah, that's not normal.
This is not a real motor. This is a fucking electric Prius motor.
Your battery was on fire.
It was awful.
Turned into like a little fireball.
It seems to be going fine.
It seems fine, yeah.
I think it just needed a sec.
We're almost at our exit for our Airbnb.
Okay.
Day one. 9 p.m. We've arrived at our Airbnb and attempt to record.
The AC?
Yeah.
Can you hear that fucking thing?
It's hilarious.
What is that? I can't figure this shit. Oh.
What is happening?
This place, there's something wrong with this place.
Yeah.
Let's be straight up.
It sounds like a dryer, but that's definitely the AC.
It's the AC unit.
And we can't figure out how to turn it off.
There's no way to turn it off. There's no way to... get this noise to stop happening, but I don't know if you can hear it in the mic or not, but it's this like...
Yeah, they can hear it.
Click, 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 click.
Yeah, it sounds like there's like a ball of zippers in a tumble dryer.
That's what it sounds like. It's kind of horrible. It's freaking me out a little bit.
Okay, so we were hoping that we could do a little bit of a recap of...
I don't know that we can. It's going to sound like shit.
Well, let's at least talk about the Airbnb.
Okay.
So first of all, we're like in this small town, like basically like by Albuquerque.
Yeah.
And it's like... We come up this place, and there's, like, a dirt, like, driveway
uh-huh.
behind, like, a big metal, like, gate.
Yeah.
And, our hosts aren't here. They just, like, left us a key. And it's, like, it's a cute place.
Yeah.
But it's...
It's cute. It's
for sure haunted.
Yeah, it's, like, weird cute, though. Like...
Yeah. It's like that kind of...
Simple cute.
Yeah, it's like that sort of like
simple.
Adobe style, mm-hmm. but it's like old.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a new place.
No.
And it's got sort of like, it's like a garden, but it's like a desert garden, yeah. So everything looks a little bit dead.
Yeah.
Also, I'm staying in like a weird twin bed that makes me feel like an orphan.
Uh-huh.
It's like in the living room.
My feet are a solid... foot past the couch in, just so you know. In case anybody was wondering, I do not fit on my sleeping situation.
We're going to have a super pleasant night.
No, we're not.
It's going to be fine. I mean, I haven't been sleeping well anyway, so, I mean, it's going to be par for the course.
Yeah. I'll be honest, yes, this place is haunted, but also, more than anything, this AC unit is going to be my hell all night.
Did you see the weird doll painting?
Where?
In the bathroom.
No! Yes. No, there's not a weird doll painting.
It's like a big, like, portrait of, like, it's like a little doll, like, sitting on a chair.
I don't like that one.
You should go look at it,
because
it's
going to
scare the hell out of you.
I'm not going to.
It's the only bathroom. You'll have to look eventually.
We'll see.
You'll just, like, avert your eyes when you go take a shower.
Yeah.
So, today was okay.
Mm-hmm.
The car didn't explode.
Mm-hmm.
That cop didn't pull us over. The one
that was
following
nice.
Us.
That was nice.
I don't think anything else bad happened.
Nothing happened.
Not a super cursy day.
Yeah. It's a pretty simple road trip so far.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not my everyday. I don't have an everyday occurrence. So, you know, I have my dull days.
But if our theories are right, then we're getting closer to ground zero. So shit can only get worse from here. Sure.
I'm gonna go fuck with this AC. Yeah, it's really pissing me off. I don't even know that we're getting good audio. Let's.
We're probably not. All right. Okay. Good night. Let's go tell some ghost stories.
Let's tell some ghost stories.
Day 2, 8:30 a.m. Back on the road.
You ever played the name game?
You
drive around. I doubt you played it. You drive around, and whenever we see somebody, which on the highway is not gonna happen very often, but when we get off, when we see somebody, you just yell their name.
Oh, you told me this name game.
Name game. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And you just yell a name.
Shout a name.
Give them a name. And usually something that could never be their name. I mean, that's ridiculous. But, like, if you saw a man who you thought, oh, that's probably a Frank, you would then yell something like, Bonkwee-kwee.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, if you saw, a larger man, you might call him Tiny. Course, mm-hmm. Knowing basic mob gangster flicks, his name could be Tiny, so it would be very funny. But
I'm doing one. Okay, do you see that young boy right there? He's probably like 16.
Yep.
Professor Huddlesworth.
Okay, so he smiled at you, so you got a point. So
shy because he actually looked.
Yeah, so if he smiles at you, well, okay, if they look at you, you get a point. So I guess you got 2 points.
Yes.
If they smile at you, you get a point. So you got 2. If they say something back, you get 2 points.
But he smiled.
So you got 1 point for that, plus 1 point for him looking at you.
Technically, so it's that's like 2. You can add them up.
Because people smile without looking at you.
So if they look, smile, and talk, that's 4 points?
Yes.
Joe.
Yes.
Okay.
If they wave back, you get 2 points.
Okay, so you could get up to 6 points for one person.
Yes.
In theory.
Yes.
Dope. You do one.
Okay.
I get nervous doing it to women.
Right.
I'm afraid think
in fact, I avoid that a little bit because it does, especially from a male's voice.
Exactly.
They feel like they're being catcalled.
Yeah.
And unless you're doing something like sometimes I'll be like, "Hey, Sharon," you know, like really goofy, and then they just think you're mistaking them for somebody else.
Yeah.
And that's funny, but still, it does scare them. Sometimes.
Yeah. I would definitely. I mean, when people shout stuff at me on the street, I just don't even.
Jeremy.
He didn't look.
He didn't look. He looked up, but he didn't look at
he
me,
look
so
at
I got
you.
Nothing.
He didn't smile.
In fact, he was living in his phone, so in a way, I chose a bad person.
You did.
That was a bad strategy.
But that was a good, I mean, like, it was an ambitious target.
Here's another guy. He's crossing the street, so we're gonna...
He looks like a pretty tough guy.
He does.
He looks like he...
Tina! He looked! Yes! So, Tina looked. That was amazing.
He looked less tough when he got closer. He looked more like a professor. He looked more like
Professor
Huddlesworth when we got closer.
That was him.
For far away, that navy blue shirt just sort of looks like he, you know, works with his hands.
Yeah.
But then up close, he was sort of gray and bespectacled.
Right.
Day 2, 1 p.m.
What do you know about witches, Marza? Like, tell me, like, do you... Is it something you've ever studied before?
It's not something I've ever studied before. It's something I've always sort of had like a casual, like, sort of aesthetic and theoretical interest in.
Oh, cool.
But that's like so dabbly and that sounds so shitty to people who like really believe it. So I don't want to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now that I'm like learning a lot more, I'm having the fucking time of my life. It's fascinating.
Cool. It is.
And like there's lifetimes worth of stuff to learn.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And like...
Can you tell me the difference between a person who is a witch and someone who practices the art of Wiccan?
I can.
Tell me.
So Wicca is more like a religion.
Okay.
In the form it is now, it was basically started in the middle of last century.
Mm.
But it draws on ancient traditions. It's sort of like a summary of a lot of different pagan beliefs and rituals. And it's sort of like cohesed into one faith, which now has like a lot of different like sub categories within it. Okay. But Wicca is a religion, and if you are Wiccan, you call yourself a witch, but there are witches who aren't Wiccan.
Got it.
Wicca is to witchcraft as Catholicism is to Christianity, for example.
Interesting.
So, like, not all Christians are Catholics.
It's like a sect of witchcraft?
But all Catholics are Christian.
I understand.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
So it's like a sect of witchcraft.
It's a way to practice witchcraft.
In a way. Got it.
Okay. I don't know if I would call it a sect.
In terms of if you're talking religiously.
Right. Okay. Well, and also one of the things that, like, you sort of have to delineate also is, like, there's witchcraft that's, like, normal human people that practice magic and witchcraft. Mm-hmm. But then there's also within, you know, broader lore, there's also non-human supernatural beings that are witches that are not mortal and are not like us and, you know, have never been proven to be real, but are still, like, part of it, you know?
Interesting.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, does that mean that my witch, if that is what happened to me, does that mean that my witch may or may not be human?
Well, your witch wasn't Wiccan, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
The main principle of Wicca is an't harm none, do as you will.
Okay.
So basically, the whole idea is, like, do whatever the fuck you want, just don't hurt anybody on purpose.
Sure. My only experience with Wiccan things was the movie Life Size, starring Tyra Banks and Lindsay Lohan.
Someone was Wiccan in that?
Lindsay Lohan was Wiccan. That's how...
That's amazing!
That's how the doll became Tyra Banks. Because she had Wiccan powers.
I've never actually seen it!
Yeah.
That's amazing.
She also played football in that movie.
Badass.
I was wondering, yeah. Lindsay Lohan played football.
It's a very feminist-sounding movie.
It was a dope movie. Highly recommended.
Yeah.
What happened next is one of the strangest things that's ever happened to me.
I'm ready to get some lunch soon.
Lunch soon.
What should we get? I know. Well, I was going to say Chipotle, but you don't like anything with beans in it. So there's no point in getting Chipotle.
I just
Chipotle.
Don't get beans.
That's just so... I feel like it's so wrong to make you just get, like, a bowl of rice.
I've eaten Chipotle 500 times and I've never gotten beans once. I don't know what you're talking about. You don't have to get beans.
I know you don't have to get... It's,
beans are small bags of sand. That's what they are.
So
that's why nobody...
Sad.
I don't understand why people like them. They're disgusting.
I mean, I'm not offended that you don't like them. I'm just, like, sad for you.
Lentils, too. They're not good.
You're wrong, and I'm sad for you.
We got red and blue lights.
The lights?
We got red and blue lights.
Oh, fuck. Hey.
Oh, shit.
Maybe he's not. No, that might be for someone else.
He's just...
There's no sirens.
There's definitely not us. There's no siren. Oh. Okay, we're pulling over.
He's still behind us.
I'm pulling over.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
Were you speeding?
I wasn't. I swear I wasn't. He is pulling us over.
Yeah, let's just stop over here.
Okay. I mean, this is a bad place to pull over.
Well, here. Yeah.
Shit. Okay. Oh, fuck. What was I doing?
I have no idea. You weren't speeding.
Shit.
You were using your turn signal.
Yeah.
Yeah, you used that.
I wasn't even...
It's okay. Just, like, here.
Oh, my God. Get
your stuff.
Okay. And we're, like, recording. I probably should record when this dude comes.
Well, just take your headphones out. He won't
okay,
know.
Okay, yeah, I'll take them off.
Here, let's do stuff.
Shit, wait, where's my wallet? Fuck. It always looks weird when you're fucking
you always
digging in
your
butt.
Oh, yeah, get it out now, yeah. All your stuff back, right?
Yeah. Give it back.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm glad we're
super
I'm glad
up.
We so
He wasn't a cop. That wasn't
No,
a
that
cop.
Was not a cop. Okay, alright. Yeah, we're recording. Let's tell them what just fucking happened. Alright, this is too weird.
Okay. So, like, white car pulls up behind us and it has yeah, okay. Well, it's slow.
I don't want to be here anymore.
Okay, so this white, it was like a white, like, car. It looked like it could be like a
Rolls Royce, like a fucking Crown Royal. Yeah.
But it had red and blue lights, but they weren't, like, it wasn't on top. They were like the little strip right. lights.
Yeah. Which I see all the time.
Yeah, that's totally legit.
Yeah.
But then he was sitting in his car for a really long time. And then he
like
switched
way
his,
too long.
And then he switched his lights off.
Yeah, which is real weird.
And then we
He also never turned a siren on, which I thought was interesting.
So we're just sitting there, like, off on the side of the freeway. There weren't a ton of cars, but we were still on, like, on the highway.
Yeah.
And, like, and then you rolled down your window and you were waiting forever, and then he, like, wasn't coming out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes up to the, I'm, like, fucking freaked out.
I feel weird. Well, okay, so he walks, he gets out of his car, and I start noticing in the, and I didn't say anything to you, but I noticed in the rear view, he didn't really look like he was okay. Like, I thought maybe he was, like, I don't know. It's just the way he got out of the car. It was just a little bit stumbly. Not, like, drunk, but just, like, kind of, like, I don't know. That was just, that was weird. But then when he was walking up, I noticed that his fucking uniform didn't even look right. It wasn't even, like,
I was kind of, like, this, I don't live here. Maybe this is, like, what.
Right.
You know, because, like, different cops have, like,
security
have, like,
different... It looked like mall cop.
It looks kind of chintzy. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just this town. But that was weird.
But he just, like, looked at your stuff, and then he didn't take it back to the car, and he handed it back to you. And then he was, like...
And then he asked me to get out of the car. But he didn't even ask me. He just said, get out of the vehicle.
Well, he said, step out of the vehicle.
Right, right.
He didn't say please, and he didn't like, why. He was like, step out of the vehicle.
Yeah. And I said, why? Which, normally... Now, I'm sorry if I, like, upset you or frightened
you
through
pretty,
all that.
Because you were pretty cool.
In the moment, normally I would never question an officer. I would just be like, okay, yeah, and just, like, do whatever they say. But just, it just all felt a little weird. And the way he did it was, like, I don't know. And I just questioned it. And then instead of him, like, giving an answer or even being upset that I questioned it, he just told me to get out again.
Yeah.
Like, three more times. And then Marzo was super dope and stepped in and was like, officer, excuse me, we were just wondering what's going on. Like, you know, he'll get out. We just want to know why you pulled us over. And he, like, I don't know if you noticed, but he, like, bent down and gave you, like, the worst look.
It was real. No, I fucking saw. He looked right in my eyes.
And then he basically threatened to turn me in and to go.
I'm going to go report you. I'm going to go report you.
He said that, like, four times in a row.
Which is,
I'm going
like,
to
report
why, you.
Why don't you just,
you.
Like, if you, okay. don't you have, like, a fucking walkie-talkie? Can't you just,
right.
like, call?
I also didn't
and, like,
notice
for what?
A gun on his, I wasn't really looking for a gun, but I didn't notice him having, like, a lot on his belt. It didn't seem like.
Well, he had, like, a big, like, coat thing.
Right. Oh, God, I don't know, man. Anyway, so I refused. He gave me back my stuff.
Well, he had given it back to you, like, right away. Which was super weird.
So I'm wondering, why are you... So you're going to go report me? He walks back to his car. He gets in the car. He sits there for another, what, like 10, 20 seconds. And then he fucking drives off.
And, like, fast.
Like
he didn't...
sped away. And didn't follow another car. Didn't turn his lights on.
He didn't turn his lights back on. He just, like, fucking sped off. I can't believe I didn't fucking get his license plate.
What the fuck?
I didn't get his license plate.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Fuck.
Do we call him in? Do we say
yeah,
something?
Yeah, I think we should.
Holy shit.
Because that was really fucking weird. Because if this was a real thing, he would have, like, called somebody, and like,
exactly.
and they can be like, yeah, you got
pulled. What were we talking about when it happened? When the lights turned on?
I don't remember.
Fuck. That was so weird. The weirdest part, outside completely of whether or not he was a real cop, is why we were pulled over. If he was a real cop, why the fuck? Because that was so... I'm driving on the open road with my lights on, and he didn't even say... He couldn't even... The first thing they're supposed to ask is, like, do you know why I pulled you over, right? He couldn't even do that.
Well, because there...
He didn't even say license and registration. I just handed it to him.
You just handed it to him, and then
he didn't say a word.
And then he handed it right back.
In fact, I think I said hello, or, like... Did I say something?
I don't remember.
I said hi, and he didn't say anything, and I handed him my shit.
Woo!
That was weird.
Dude, I'm like fucking freaked out. Let's pull over and get lunch and call the cops.
Yeah, call the real fucking cops and see what happens.
The rest of the trip passed without too much more excitement, and we arrived that evening in Kansas. We're
We're taking a short break for the holidays, but we'll be back in 2 weeks with a visit to Therosa's Bridge with Jace. And we make contact with someone I never imagined we'd actually get to talk to. The best thing for our investigation is to reach as many listeners as possible. The more minds we get on this thing, the better. And you can help us out in a big way by rating and especially reviewing on iTunes. Thanks so much for listening. We truly couldn't do this without you.
I know my thoughts and I know my thoughts can't be taught to lie.
Bailey Was Cursed by a Witch was created, written, edited, and produced by J. Bailey Burcham and me, Marza Warsinski. This episode features songs by Adam James and Austin Archer. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Bailey Was Cursed and send us your theories, questions, and stories. You can also email us at baileywascursed@gmail.com.
They can't be taught to lie. They can't be taught to lie.